God is our Father, January 9. If children, then heirs. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans 8:17. All who enter into a covenant with Jesus Christ become by adoption the children of God. They are cleansed by the regenerating power of the Word, and angels are commissioned to minister unto them. They are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. They pledge themselves to become active members of His church in the earth. They are to be dead to all the allurements of worldly desires, but in conversation and godliness they are, through sanctification of the Spirit, to exert a living influence for God. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, what an exalted, dignified position, separate and distinct from the world, secure from the wily snares of Satan. By their baptismal vows, God's professed followers have pledged themselves to stand in opposition to evil. The enemy of souls will work with all craft to corrupt their minds. He will seek to introduce his methods into their service for the Master, but there is safety for them if they will heed the injunction. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Man is honored by being made a co-partner in God's firm, by being accepted as a worker in the great centers he has established. By appointment, the Lord our Redeemer is heir of God, and those who are co-laborers with him in the work of saving souls are joint heirs with him. To be an overcomer is to be placed in the ranks of those who have the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. To what greater honor could we aspire than to be called the children of God? What greater rank could we hold, what greater inheritance could we find than that which comes to those who are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ?